Chapter 12. Pip Discovers the Truth. While Estella lived in London, staying with friends of Miss Havisham's, I often visited her. She had an endless stream of admirers, and I was jealous of all of them. I never had an hour's happiness with her, but I still thought about her day and night, and my dearest wish was to marry her. Several times Miss Havisham ordered me to bring Estella to visit her, and of course I always obeyed. Estella was as proud and cold as ever with her admirers, with Miss Havisham, and with me. One man who admired her and followed her everywhere was the unpleasant Bentley Drummle. One day I asked her about him. "Estella, why do you encourage someone like Drummle? You know very well he's stupid, and nobody likes him." "Don't be foolish, Pip," she answered. "Perhaps I encourage him, because that has a certain effect on the others. But he isn't worth it," I cried angrily. "What difference does it make?" she answered tiredly. "If I smile at him, it's because it means nothing to me. You should be glad that I don't give you false looks or smiles. At least I am always honest with you." But while my heart was aching for Estella, I had no idea that I would soon be hit by a disaster which would completely destroy my hopes and dreams. The chain of events which had begun before I ever met her was slowly reaching its end.